You are Locked On Jets, your daily podcast on the New York Jets, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
This is the Locked On Jets podcast. It is Friday, December 1st, 2017. December 1st, we are already in the final month of the year, the final month of the season. Man, time just flies by. I'm John B. from GangreneNation.com, and this is actually the 300th episode of the Locked On Jets podcast. I guess we probably should have done something a little more special than what we're doing today. It's just going to be a preview of the game against Kansas City. I'm not very nostalgic for these milestones, but tough to believe we've done 300 shows. So thanks for tuning in, no matter when you came aboard. Of course, we are going to talk about the Jets' Week 13 game against the Kansas City Chiefs. The Jets' season is really starting to fall apart, if we're being honest. This is a team that's really struggling, and they're going to try and get back into the win column against another team that's struggling quite a bit, the Chiefs, who looked like the best team in the league 5 weeks into the season and are really just falling on hard times. So a couple struggling teams will be playing this Sunday, and we'll follow our normal format for game previews this year. We'll give one key matchup, one key player, and one key to victory on both sides of the ball. And we'll start with key player. And on offense, I'm going to go with Brandon Schell, who is a guy who has really struggled, I think, after a pretty good start to the season, and really a good start to his career. If you go back to last season, late last year, the Jets suffered a number of injuries on their offensive line, and I don't think they really wanted to put Schell into the lineup as a rookie, but he held his own fine. And then first couple weeks this year, he played pretty well. And since then, really since week three, I mean, there have been some ups, there have been some good games, but he's really had some rough weeks. And last week I thought was another week where there were some key plays where he was responsible, at least partially, for some breakdowns. I think the Josh McCown fumble, he had something to do with that. He was responsible for another quarterback hit. So this guy who's, really struggling, I would say. And I think that the Jets, at this point, have to be wondering whether they have a starting right tackle in Schell. After week two against Khalil Mack, after the great game he played, I think he had to be optimistic. And now I'm not so sure. I'm not saying write Brandon Schell off, but I am saying that there are questions about whether he's athletic enough to be able to man the edge. And this week, I would imagine he's going to see quite a bit of Justin Houston, the star Kansas City pass rusher. Schell is going to have to hold his own, and Jets are going to need a good game out of Schell this week. He'll have to find that form he had week two against Mack, because Houston's the kind of guy who can wreck a game, and you could be in trouble against a guy with that type of talent if you aren't careful. Now, I would imagine that the Jets will scheme a little bit. They'll probably give Schell some extra help so he's not one-on-one against Houston for the entire game. But he's going to have to go out there and do his job. I mean, you can give a guy help, but there are still going to be instances where he's going to be one-on-one. There are still going to be instances. He's still going to have to do his job. You can double-team all you want, but when you're part of the double-team, and Schell, you have to execute your job. So I think Brandon Schell is a key player on offense, in part just because he's struggling, because you'd like to see him bounce back a little bit after a rough couple weeks, but also because this is a key matchup for the Jets, an important matchup for the Jets. Now, on the defensive side of the ball, I'm going to go with Jamal Adams, and a little bit of a similar story. I don't think he's struggling quite as badly as Schell, but, Adams is not quite having the rookie year you were hoping. You were probably hoping for a little bit more out of Adams. I don't think he's been bad as a rookie. I think he's provided you with solid starting play, and he's kind of in the ballpark of where I thought he'd be. I thought he'd be quality starter. I'm not sure I was expecting Pro Bowl right off the bat. I think my expectations for Pro Bowl would be more year two, but there have been some issues with him, and one of the things I don't love is he's got the tendency to just try and grab guys at their feet when he's trying to tackle. He's not wrapping guys up well, and that's something that concerns me a little bit. And recent weeks, he's shown a few flaws to his game, maybe overrunning a play here or there. There have been some hiccups in man coverage, And I would imagine that this week he will be on Travis Kelce quite a bit, the tremendous Kansas City receiving threat at tight end. We know Adams has had some issues man-to-man coverage this year, so I'd imagine he'll get Kelce his fair share. And I think that, you know, we'll talk a little bit later in the show. We're going to go back to my key to victory, but I think Adams is going to have to cover a lot of ground for the Jets this week. I think there's going to be a lot on his play. He's going to have to cover quite a bit of the field. So I think he's a guy, if the Jets are going to win this game, I think there's a good chance Jamal Adams will have a big impact in this game. I think he's a guy who's going to have to come up big for the Jets to defeat the Kansas City Chiefs this weekend. Now let's go to key matchups. And on the offensive side of the ball, I'm going with Robbie Anderson against Marcus Peters. Peters is a really good young corner the Chiefs have. And again, this is a little multifaceted why I'm going with this matchup. First of all, I think it's a good test for Anderson. Anderson is on quite a hot streak. You know, these last few weeks, he's kind of taken his game from a guy who maybe was just a role player to a guy who, you know, looks like he might actually be starting material, even though he really only does one thing well. He's just been doing it so overwhelmingly well that you think maybe this guy does have a future, even if he's even if he is a bit of a one-trick pony. And that, it's not easy to do. You may remember our show with Michael the other day. We talked about this a little bit. And I think Michael and I both agreed that it's very difficult to succeed in the NFL as a one-trick pony. You have to be really great at that trick. And these last few weeks, Robbie Anderson has looked really great at that trick. And heck, if you have one trick as a wide receiver, running deep routes effectively is a good trick to have, because your catches, you know, you make one play and it can make a big impact in the game. So it's going to be a test for Anderson going against Peters. It'll be a nice little test. I think he'll probably see Peters a bit. I think he'll see Peters quite a bit. I mean, if I'm game planning against this Jets offense, Anderson's really the only thing that scares me in the passing game, in part just due to the quality or lack thereof of the other receivers on the roster. They're either unproven or they're just not that great. And the other thing is just what Anderson brings to the table. Again, he is a deep threat, and you get beat on one deep ball, that could cost you the game. You know, you get beat on a little slant, a little 10-yard slant, you get beat on 2-3 of them for a couple first downs, that doesn't necessarily wreck the game. Anderson getting loose for 40, 50 yards and touchdown, that's the kind of thing that could be the difference between winning and losing. And that goes for offense and defense. The Chiefs stopping that could be the difference between winning and losing. The Jets converting on a big play could be the difference between winning and losing. Because no matter what you say about this Jets offense, there's not a lot of talent. This is not the type of offense you really want to depend on to win games. You need some splash plays here or there. You need some big plays that are going to come through so that your offense doesn't have to consistently be driving the field. So, you know, you look on offense, Anderson's probably the guy most apt to give you those plays. So Jets are going to have to look in his direction. He's going to have a tough test. This is going to be a tricky matchup for him. Now let's go to a matchup on the defensive side of the ball. And I'm going to go, you know what, I'm going to reverse it a little bit. We're going to talk speedy Chiefs receiver versus Jets top corner. And that's Tyreek Hill versus Maurice Claiborne. And Hill's a dangerous guy. Hill's the type of guy, he's got blazing speed, but, you know, it's not just about him being a deep threat. He's the type of guy you always have to account for, because the Chiefs are Andrew Reid's very creative offensive mind. He knows how to manufacture touches. He knows how to get his guys the ball in space. He knows how to put them in position to make plays. Hill's the type of guy who can catch a screen at the line of scrimmage, a little behind the line of scrimmage, and take it to the house just as easily as he can get down the field. So it's not just going to be about a coverage game for Claiborne. It's not just going to be Claiborne. I mean, when Hill catches a pass behind the line of scrimmage, everybody's got to get to him. Even if you're just redirecting him, slowing him down, forcing him to the sideline a little bit so that a help can come, forcing him inside so that he's being sent in the direction of other defenders. It's going to be a team effort to try and contain Hill. But I think there's a good chance we'll see Claiborne draw him primarily in coverage. And, you know, Hill's a guy who can do damage in any number of ways. Part of it's just a conventional receiver. Jets have to watch that. You have to respect his abilities. You know, he's got that speed. He's a game breaker. He's one of the top game breakers in the NFL. So Jets will need a good game out of Claiborne. We'll see what he can bring to the table. You know, Claiborne's had a solid year. You know, I think this has been we talk every week. You know, Mike Maccagnan did this well. Mike Maccagnan did not do this well. I think Claiborne falls in the Mike Maccagnan did this well category. I think he's given you what you were hoping for when you signed him for a reasonable deal, a reasonable one-year deal. Another test this week, and again, it's going to be a big test because Hill's the type of guy who can wreck a game. Hill's the type of guy who can put together that splash play that can win the game for Kansas City. And if you can prevent him from doing that, well, maybe that's what wins you the game if you are the Jets this week. Now let's talk keys to victory, and we'll start with the offensive side of the ball. You know what? I'm going to be that guy. My key to victory is learn from last week, John Morton. I think John Morton's, again, there have been some positives, there have been some negatives. I'm trending positive on Morton. I'm leaning positive, my overall opinion on him. But I thought last week was maybe his weakest game as an offensive coordinator. And I said it even though the Jets put up a lot of points, because I thought they put up in points in spite of the play calling, in spite of some of the strategic decisions, whether we're talking giving Matt Forte more carries than Bilal Powell. I mean, the eyeball test says it all. Powell's a more dangerous back in this game. Not running the ball on the goal line. Now, I understand you got some issues on the interior line, particularly in power situations, but you can't tell me you're throwing the ball three times from the one-yard line. Again, I mean, you don't have a lot of great red zone threats on this team. You have a quarterback who, you know, was kind of mistake prone. You got to try and run it in. You do have good back in Powell. And, you know, Forte, you know, may not have a lot left, but situationally, I think he's a guy I would trust. That's one of the few situations I do like Forte is in the short yardage scenario, because I think he can lower the shoulder and grind out a yard. And, you know, if you get into, there were some spots late game I did not like the tempo the Jets were running. I thought they were too slow to get to the line. We could talk about that if it gets there. So I just think the Jets need to go back to the drawing board, look at some of the things that they did last week that were not effective, and learn from them and try and make corrections. That's just how it goes. You know, even if you're a great coordinator, Morton's not a great coordinator yet. He's in his first year, still learning on the job. But even if you're a great coordinator, you're going to have off weeks. You're going to have weeks where what you do doesn't really work, where you're going to look back on it and just say, you know what? I wish I had that week back. I didn't do such a great job. So for me, it's not about whether you make mistakes. It's about whether you learn from your mistakes and correct the things you didn't do well. I think that's something the Jets are going to need to do. Now, on the defensive side of the ball, I'm going to go back, and we're going to talk a little bit more about Jamal Adams, but I think the Jets, and I do think that they're going to have to play man-to-man. You're going to have Adams on Kelsey. You're going to have Claiborne on Hill. But I think the Jets may want to play a little more zone this week than they're typically accustomed to. And Andy Benoit, who was on the show a while back, he was a guest of ours. He writes for Sports Illustrated's Monday Morning Quarterback, wrote a great article on the Chiefs this week about part of the reason they've been struggling, and it's some of the adjustments opponents have made. And he talked about how they play more zone. And, you know, the Chiefs are, you know, Andy Reid's a very creative play caller, and the Chiefs have some unique weapons on offense, guys who can create mismatches, whether it's, you know, Kelsey, whether it's Hill, whether it's Hunt, the rookie running back. You know, these are guys with unique skill sets, and one-on-one, there aren't a lot of guys who can stand up to them for a full game, so you have to play a little more zone, and the Chiefs have also been very creative in their play calling this year, if you've watched them. I mean, they run a lot of misdirection things, they run a lot of unique things, so, you know, if you have a bunch of guys playing one-on-one, they may overrun the play, whereas if you're assigned an area of the field and you stay there no matter what, maybe you can temper the effectiveness of those misdirection plays a bit. So, you know, playing zone, that's probably going to require Jamal Adams to cover quite a bit of the field because he'll still have responsibilities against the run in the box. So, you know, there are going to be situations where you may want to line him up close to the line, drop him deep against the pass. You know, that's something to consider. So, and that's part of the reason I was going in this direction. That's part of the reason Adams was my key player. Not the entire reason, of course, but part of the reason was just because playing more zone is going to put more on Adams' plate. He'll have to cover more ground. He's a smart guy. Maybe he can disguise looks a little bit and maybe, you know, trick Alex Smith for maybe half a second, make Alex Smith hold the ball half a second longer by disguising where he's lining up and give the pass rushers a little extra time to get to him. And that's, you know, that's what it'll come down to. I think that's something the Jets need to do in their game planning. Well, thanks for tuning in today, and thanks for tuning in for these first 300 episodes. This has been the Locked On Jets podcast. I am John B. from GangreneNation.com. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe to it. We'll deliver it to your device each day, iTunes, Spotify, other places you can go as well. And please leave the show a good rating if you enjoy it. Hope your weekend is great, and we'll be back again Monday to recap this game between the Jets and the Kansas City Chiefs.